Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm Stu Whiffin. Joining me always, Christopher William Glasson. Hello.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, remote. We're remote again.
We're remote, aren't we? I'm in the famed place where we've got the battle shits up
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're remote recording today.
Yeah.
So, and it's a top five. It's not a natter. We've actually got a fun old top five to run down with you crazy kids today, which should be fun. It was a really great top five as well. I really liked it. Just switching it up, getting back to the top fives.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, look, before we talk about our sponsors, I'm going to shout out someone, right?
Oh, okay.
He's a shameless plug, right? But uh-huh. I need to tell the story, right? So, I had somebody come to put some flooring down in my downstairs bathroom toilet.
Oh, the new one?
No, in the old one.
Yeah.
And, he's called the Carpet King. His name's John Mayo. He's a very, very nice dude. So I come in and he's in there fitting it.
Yeah.
And as I walk in...
He took a shit.
I can hear the music of Scroobius Pip and Dadler Sack.
All right, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, for God's sake. And I'm like, all right. He went, yeah, I said... You like this? He went, oh, I love Scroobius Pip. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. But obviously I messaged Pip and he was loving it. And he was like, I bet you hated that, didn't you? Walking in your house and hearing my bloody voice. So
you should have got Dave you should have got Pip to just fucking knock at the door and show up.
Doing a live meet and greet.
He'd have absolutely had a melt. Imagine doing that. He'd have had a fucking meltdown. Imagine fitting a bathroom and someone you love the music. You go, all right.
Just come round for a shit.
Oh, man, I would have done that. I'd have fucking done that. I'd be like, have you got a spare hour? What are you doing?
But so we got chatting and he done me lots of really nice favours, not sexy ones, but he really helped me out. So I thought, do you know what? It's a funny little story. So we never really shout businesses out on here, but I'm going to shout him out. And his name's John Mayer and he's on Instagram. Let me just get this right because go give him a follow and a like because he's a big Pip fan and he's also just a really, really nice bloke.
Shu sucked him off in his downstairs toilet.
Exactly. It's John Mayo _ Carpet King. So
Carpet King.
There you
Carpet
go. So King. If you're in the Essex area and you want some flooring or carpet, hit him up and tell him that Stu sent you. Pip's mate. Right, we've got official sponsors, and I heard from one this morning. I heard from Big Papa Jay, we've both been chatting to him because he's looking at doing some filming and giving a visual representation of the shower of shit that he's a Say What podcast.
Yeah.
It's the visual that no one ever asked for.
No, yeah, exactly. No one ever asked for, but you might find you need.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it'll be absolutely brilliant. Especially in that sort of like wooden yurt thing. I think, you know, we've got to work out cameras and lighting, but I do think that could be a good laugh. And And Justin just likes to put his creative time into something. Obviously,
No, he doesn't. He likes to put his face places and show off.
Okay, fair enough. All right, there you go. That's what he wants to do. I'm happy for him to feed his narcissism. We both had a chat the other day and agreed we're both narcissists. And from there, we built a relationship.
Does he know what narcissist means?
No, of course he doesn't. He just went, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm definitely one of them. No idea what it means.
Yeah, he just went, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Nah, listen. That's what he did.
Wait. Listen, right? What was I saying? I don't know. Say What podcast. I think you get the measure of it. Go give it a listen and soon go give it a watch.
Yes, go and give it a watch. And then obviously we've got Southern Martial Arts, our main man, Renji Simon James. He's been messaging us saying that we've been stirring shit up between him and our other sponsor. Yeah, we have. That's just the sort of like petty individuals sponsoring, mate.
Fight it out.
That fight would last quicker than Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Yeah. I think Justin will probably just like make him laugh quite quickly and then just throw in a bit of a sucker punch as he was laughing, catch him off guard.
And then as soon as that sucker punch landed and did nothing, I think he just curled up into a ball on the floor.
Yeah, he'd apologise a lot.
Yeah.
Probably offer some kind of sort of financial offering to stop the violence.
Exactly. But if you want to learn how to control that violence and be like cold steel as Simon is, then go check out Southern Martial Arts. You can go and learn how to defend yourself and the ones that you love, or you can become an instructor. So go and check those crazy kids out.
Absolutely. Go give them a follow on Instagram. They'll be tagged in all of our posts. So by supporting our sponsors, you are supporting us. So if you can do that, that will be lovely. It takes a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. And also, let me tell you what you guys have been missing out on. You guys have been missing out on a weekly episode that you can watch or listen to that we put out over on Patreon.
Yeah.
We've been doing that for a long time now. And so let me tell you, for a very small sum, a little monthly payment, you can go over there and you can just rinse the back catalogue if you want for a month.
Rinse it.
Unsubscribe. Mm. I don't think you will. I think you'll like what we're doing. We've got a Swiss studio that we film these shows in there.
Yes.
And Chris has been doing some great work editing with that. And you can see the little adverts for the episodes on our Instagram. So go check them out. Head over to Patreon, and it's not expensive. And what you also get is an invite to our monthly live show, where it's your opportunity to guest on the pod as well and meet a lovely bunch of people. But don't worry if you're a bit shy and you don't really want to throw yourself in. You can just turn up and you can leave your camera off and we'll leave you alone just to enjoy watching the madness. There's loads of stuff that goes out. You get to watch all the shows completely ad-free and you get to watch the episodes before they come out for the general public, and you get loads of other bits and pieces and like I say, access to hundreds and hundreds of never released episodes. So head over to patreon.com/hardcore listing. Other than that, everything you need to know is at the website hardcorelisting.com.
Lovely stuff. Right, today's top five was picked by Jim Hartley. Thank you very much, Jim. It's a great one. It's top five things you've never done before, but you think you'd be good at.
Is it?
And when I said this to Molly, she scoffed at my first one that I mentioned, which was offensive. And then she went, well, you know what? For some reason, the image I had was you dressed as a crocodile roller skating backwards. And I thought, what? That is such a specific thing you think I'd be good at, considering what I did say. First thing that crept into my head. You ever thought picture me dressed as a crocodile skating backwards?
Molly's still struggling with the crystal meth at the moment, then.
Yeah, she is really struggling on that. Yeah. Me dressed as a crocodile roller skating backwards. She also told me a few things I wouldn't be good at.
Sex.
Which was nice. Yeah, no, that's a given. Rapping. She went, you're not going to say rapping, are you? I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah, I mean... Okay. I'd have to support her on that one.
I'd have to back her on that one.
I've witnessed that firsthand. Wasn't
not
nice.
A good rapper. Considering how long I've listened to rap as well, I love that was my first real music love, and I am not good.
Yeah, I've listened to the Beach Boys since I was probably about five, but I couldn't harmonise if you tried.
No, all right, good point, Will, mate.
But
I think singing and rapping, I guess they're both different skills that, you know, you can practice at, but I know that I'd probably just fluff my words a lot. I could be a free one. Flavor Flav. I could be a hype man, easy.
Yeah, I think you could do that.
But, you know, I can be a silly sausage on stage, but I don't think I could, like, do all the important stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Flavor Flav's role is essentially just the idiot to the smart guy.
Yeah.
And you've had experience of that for, what, 6 years now?
Yeah, I guess we've dipped in and out of being on the drug cast for 6 years. I mean, how's it been for you on this podcast?
Awesome. Really tiresome.
Yeah, so...
what's your number five?
All right, okay. Come on. Break dancing. I think I'd be good at break dancing.
Well, what's stopping you?
Well, just a busy guy.
But you could spend like 2 minutes a day practicing a swan dive or a backspin. Yeah, yeah. Do you know who can really break dance?
Ross.
He was really good at school. He was in the end of year burn and he came runner
SMC
up.
SMC Destruction. Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Adrian Nunn pulled a head spin and beat him.
Oh.
Big Papa Jay can do proper good windmills.
And he really? Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he can do a fucking windmill.
That's impressive.
If you don't believe me, go and watch Cunt's video for Shaven Haven, starring James Buckley as well.
Mm.
I think Justin is like a stunt version of Cunt to do the breakdance scenes because he can really good at breakdancing.
That's incredible.
As is James Buckley, who's really good.
He's good at breakdancing, James Buckley.
Yeah, he does all that kind of Michael Jackson stuff in the video. He's really fucking good at it.
No, but that's not breakdancing, is it?
Yeah, well, I guess he wasn't sort of ripping head spins, but yeah, if you want to watch the breakdancing, go watch Big Papa Jay in that video.
Oh, mate, that's incredible. I mean, I was good at karate, I was good at gymnastics. I there was no real reason why I couldn't have been good at breakdancing. Funnily enough, when I was a kid, my brother did body popping, all the robot stuff. He used to go to parties and get paid for it. Showing up, he used to spray all his body silver, use mum's bloody Hoover pipes as like pipes coming in and out of him and that. And he looks so good, and he's still good at it now. But then I started doing, when I was like 8, I would do one bit of break dancing on the floor where I'd just go, you know, just do a bit of like running. I could literally do it now. I can remember the move. I think once you know a move, you never forget it, right? And we went to Bowsden and Towngate Theatre before 10. And then they were like, right, we're going to have a talent show. Everyone come up. If you think you could do something, come up on stage. And it was with, not Andy Peters. Who was the white Andy?
Crane.
Andy Crane, mate. Oh, well done. It was Andy Crane. We all got up there.
Why did you get up? Why didn't you just send your brother up?
I went with my brother.
Right.
With my brother. And it was for kids. My brother's 18 years older than me, which would look proper weird, wouldn't it? A 25,
yeah.
Fucking like just shy of like 25-year-old going up and saying. Anyway, I got up there and all the other kids went, and then I just did some break dancing and I fucking blew up. And this is one thing. I only knew this one thing. And I just smoked everyone on that stage, mate.
Right, well, this does not go in your top five then. That's bollocks. You've done it and you've won.
Come on. Like, you can't say that my brother taught me one move, right, when I was 9, that I've been dining out on that one thing. Like, you know, to say that I can break dance, I've never attempted a windmill.
What's the move you can do?
I sort of like just... do things on the... I literally don't know where it's called. Shall we film me? Shall I try and get it on the floor? Right, here we go. Right, let me see if I can do it. Right, ready?
Yeah.
And if... watch this.
I mean, this is worth your Patreon subscription alone. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Shit. Can you see why I won now?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Patreons, go and get... feast your eyes on that.
Hell yeah.
It's spectacular.
Well, it's much harder as you get older, though, I must say. Like, but I actually, I will say this as well. I used to do the worm in nightclubs, especially when I was at uni. And I would do the worm through I've done it through broken glass. And the last time I did it, I nearly broke a girl's leg. So I did stop. But I think that was just being too confident and drunk.
Could you condense that into like idiot?
Too confident and drunk.
Yeah.
There you go. So break dancing. That's my number five. What you got?
Horse whispering.
I see where your top five's going.
I reckon I'd be well good at that.
Do you really?
Yeah. Like I'm quite good at. Well, I'm good at whispering.
Okay.
I don't whisper very often because it's rude, isn't it?
Yeah, he's rude. I hate whispers.
And I work in a club, so you don't whisper there. And the rest of the time, I have to make myself heard on a microphone like we're doing now, so I don't whisper there. So I feel like I've kind of saved up all my good whispering. I do, I'm pretty decent at it. Because I've got a list, it really sort of accentuates the whisper as well.
Yeah.
And the thing is...
Lisper.
Yeah. And I still talk to my dog, and even though he's deaf, he still gets it.
Right.
So I don't necessarily sign to him, but I understand animals on a different level to you.
An intimate level sometimes.
On a more intellectual level.
I could agree with that as well.
Similar ways to how I treat a dog to how I treat you. You're just that kind of excited idiot that if I throw a ball, you'll go running after it and come back and please with yourself. I love that about you. Do you know what I mean? There's no layers to you. It's like, oh, Chris is going to do me in. Where's that ball? And I know that I can launch it and I've got, 20 seconds while you're on all fours running after it.
There's no insult you can throw at me that you haven't already burnt yourself with. I can talk to animals on an intellectual level. So everyone heard it. So you can pretend that I'll go play fetch. But you've already snitched on yourself.
I reckon, right? Because the thing is, an horse whisper, right? Essentially, it's a made-up job, right? It's just someone going, look, don't blow my fucking cover. All right, I'm being paid a fortune by the royals for this bullshit. A shepherd. That's legit.
Yeah, of course.
They just do that whistling and just interfere with sheep. They've got it all sorted. Yeah.
And they've got a dog to help them.
Yeah, exactly. Well. And but I think a horse whisperer, you are just going, right, in a minute, take a shit. and then just kind of waggle your tail a bit and then just like walk around your field. Yeah, I can't do that now. And that's what they do. They don't ever right, listen. What I want you to do now, you stand up on your back legs and just shush your bollocks.
Listen,
don't happen, does it?
I think that you've never seen anything in relation to horse whispering or horse whisperers or what they do. I think you could barely describe a horse to me, actually. That's how much I think you know. You basically said, your two examples of what you could do is one, make a shit and walk around the field. The other thing is get on the back legs and show your buttocks. Like, you have no idea what you might need to do or say to a horse or what you know.
Yeah, but you ain't going to ever see their bollocks because they've got four legs and a handbrake, and that fucking handbrake definitely obscures their ball bags. Right.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, maybe that's what number four. Can I just say that my mate's paid something like 500 quid a night for a baby whisperer?
Margate?
No. Bath.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Even richer, not hippie, more like conservative area, I'd say. Because they were having nightmares with one of their kids, their first child. And they said to me that they paid them this money, and the night they were there, they were like, right, this is what I'm going to do. Like, my two mates were like really weren't sleeping, really at their wits' end. And then the baby started crying, and they just opened the door and went, and then just closed the door and went, like, now we're leaving to it. And they were like, it was amazing. I just thought, that's the easiest 500 quid anyone's ever made. How do you get a baby to shut up? You just basically open the door, go really aggressively, and then close the door, and then you're like, huh?
I mean, fucking hell, that is something very, very impressive wizardry there.
Yeah. But they did say it worked, but, you know.
I would just go, look, I'll give you 250 quid to just sit in my house for a couple of days, and I'm going to spend the other 250 quid just getting a travel lodge for a couple of days, just get some sleep.
Yeah, get some sleep, mate, yeah.
Or I could just pay a liar to come round and just shush my kid.
Oh, that's so funny. That's hysterical. Right, okay. So my number four would be, I'm going to go contemporary artist.
What's that mean?
I reckon I could do like I could make contemporary art that everyone scratches their head about and goes, well, isn't that clever? Because I'm just full of shit. Well, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just so full of shit.
Well,
I reckon, like, if I half melted this candle, I could come up with some sort of like socio political explanation of why that candle's half melted, and then everyone, like, King's pajamas,
because
I think that comes into what did we say earlier, confident and drunk or stupid. I think I do those really well, and I think there's an overlap in the art world. I think, you know, you could all come to one of my like art shows and like just all start scratching your chin and go, this is just crazy, it's brilliant, and actually it's not. I just like collected some of my sweat on a saucer and, you know, said that was an explanation for the current state of the our economy. So yeah, what do you reckon? Do you want to buy some sweat on a saucer?
No. What's King's pajamas?
Oh, the King's fucking birthday suit. I always say King's pajamas, mate. I said it last night as well. I mean, King's pajamas. I mean, birthday suit.
Yeah,
it's the birthday. It's the Emperor's suit, wasn't it? The Emperor's birthday suit was the fable.
Emperor's new clothes.
Is it? But wasn't it his birthday suit though, or not? No, I'm confusing your birthday suit with the fable Emperor's new clothes.
Yeah. You've just got nudie men on the brain.
Oof. Love a nudie man. So I reckon I could sell some art.
I mean, I reckon you could do any old shit where you live and just go, yeah, like, I mean, Tarquin come down yesterday and we just lit this joss stick and just stared at it for like an hour. It was in some mung bean salad and we just really breathed it in and yeah, we're still none the wiser. It just looked like a half melted candle.
But isn't that the thing though? Because like in the universe, you're not really supposed to truly understand it, are you really?
Yeah.
And that's what we really got out of it. The 7-hour session we had staring at that incense stick.
I'm not very good in them sort of situations. I remember going to the Louvre. And thinking, right, let's go and have a look at the Mona Lisa.
Yes.
And I just thought, people say she's smiling, but no one just think, she just looks miserable and old.
Like, the painting or she looks old?
Well, just everything. The painting's old, so it's like, it's boring because there's like nothing exciting happened then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of you kind of modern art. Quite like it. I went to Margate's very own Tracy Emin. I used to go and watch, go and attend quite a lot of her exhibitions. Mm. Probably 23-24 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I saw the bed when it was first exhibited, which was amazing, and all around the room, as well as obviously each patch on that tent that she
built
as well, had a story on it. But she had, like, I didn't realize that she wrote loads of kind of short verse or poetry, I guess.
Yeah,
really fucking good at it, man. And But I did also go to Tate Modern a few years ago. I walked in one room and there was just a girder. And I remember just thinking, like, the welding on it looks shit. And, yeah. Like, and I was just thinking, was there a lot of risk assessment and a method statement put in place to get that up there? Because from sort of putting steels and stuff in on site,
I just
think, like, you can go to any building site and see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nonsense, mate. Nonsense.
Yeah, absolute bullshit. I think that's why I'd be great at it.
Do you know what the best artists are, right? Mm-hmm. They're ones that can do cool stuff on an Etch-A-Sketch.
Absolutely. Or Jim will paint it.
Jim will mix it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, Jim will paint it, innit? Have you not seen it?
Like, he does
the MS Paint jobs on Facebook.
Ah, right. There was the cement company, wasn't there, called Jim will mix it.
Yeah, that's nice.
And
they had
the best idea ever, but that bit him on the arse about 7
years
ago.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's not Jim will paint it now. It's just, I think it's called Jim Paints.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had to take the, the noncy aspect of it away. You know?
I think someone had a quick look at Jim's hard drive before. Right.
What you got? What's your number four?
Pole vault.
Oh, I've often thought you'd be a great pole vaulter. No, what? Sorry. I reckon you can work a mean pole.
Thanks. It was one of the things at school that I always wanted to do, but obviously in PE you never do pole vault.
No, you just
do like rugby or running.
Yeah,
or you just throw like a beanbag or something.
Yeah,
like, I mean, you went to Cooper's, so you probably done like, I don't know, equestrian and like polo and stuff like that. But like, I remember there was like javelins in the store cupboard, but they were never allowed out in high school, and that was probably for the best. But then there was discuses as well, and I think we threw a shot put once, but I'd love to be able to launch a discus properly.
Did you never get a chance for a discus?
No, like, but then I think I could probably skim it further than I could discus it. And there was hurdles, and I just was never allowed to do all the fun stuff.
Oh, wow, that's so sad.
And but I always remember thinking, you could do long jump, but the thing is, at a sand pit in a long jump thing, the foxes used to just shit in it all the time.
That was my speciality, was long jump. I got a sandworm in my head, bored into my head, and we reckon it was off of the long jump pit, where, like you're saying, the foxes were just going to take dumps in it and stuff,
You had a worm embed itself in your head?
Yeah.
Did you get it out?
Nah, still there.
Eating away at your brain.
You're talking to it now.
So I always used to look at like pole vault. When I used to play Daley Thompson Decathlon on the Commodore 64, I was really fucking good at pole vault. So I think I'd be good at it.
You think it'll convert over?
Well, wouldn't it?
No.
I practiced loads then.
I think I'd probably be too big to do it now. But back in the day,
because that's the thing, like breakdancing me now, it's a harder mission now.
No one ever wants to watch a bloke in their 40s breakdancing.
No, they don't. For good reason as well.
Yeah.
So you saying about you Stuart doing the pole vaulting then, as opposed to Stuart in his fucking French baguette shirt.
I think Roy back in the late 80s.
Incredible.
Like, I just think it'd be really
Tall, you're rangy. I reckon you'd have had a good chance at that.
But I reckon like bombing it and then just like flinging yourself through the air, I'd be fucking well excited about that. But Stuart, you can buy a pole. I'm gonna have a quick look. Can you buy a pole vault on Amazon?
Mate, let's have a look. Imagine that pole vault buy. So you're looking at, 142 quids for the pole.
Oh, you got one?
And then everything track and field, pole vault equipment. Let's have a quick look at that. Right, so you're looking at, mate, let me just price this one up for you, mate. So what are you after? You after the, you know, the
fact that you've got them headphones with that microphone, it really looks like you're doing sad.
So what are you looking for? You want the PV pits and you're going to want like the PV pits and covers and all that, mate, aren't you, I think?
I sort of do, yeah, but I'd pass up on that if you could throw in a crash mat for gratis.
Let's have a look, mate. Let me see what I can do for you here. All right, annoyingly, when I'm on these things, it's not... They're sneaky, aren't they? Because they don't want to give you a price online because they fucking want to talk to you first. And if you're from Basildon, they're going to say it's fucking 500 quid. And if you're from Billericay, they're going to say it's 1,500.
So what, the actual pole is 150 micro?
Yeah, 140. For you, mate, 142 quid I'd do that for.
I mean, how much fun would we have with a pole vault?
Oh, fuck it. No. Yeah, look, I've got one. So what are you looking at? You want a pole vault. You obviously want the pole vault landing area, mate, don't you? How about, and you want it like sort of like a burnt orangey sort of like landing mat, so it's nice and clear. Maybe blue around the base.
Yes.
16,500 quid, please, mate.
£16,000.
Yeah, just 16,500.
Okay. Is there medical insurance with that?
No, but I can actually get you a discount on that as well. If you want me to just quickly run you up a quick... Do a quick price on that as well?
Do you get a pole with that as well?
You don't, but I can have a little word with my boss, see if I can get one of them squeeze through for you.
Do you know what? Don't worry about the landing equipment. I'm just going to do it by river.
Yeah.
We should buy a pole and see if we can pole vault into a lake.
She's fucking insane, shit.
That's why I was swimming.
That really is £142 Apollo high jump fiberglass crossbar. Oh no, bollocks! That's the crossbar. That's not the pole. That's not the bolt. Well, we could use a crossbar for a pole. Pole vaulting poles. Hold on. Let me tell you how much we're going to be shelling out for one of those, mate. Let me just price that up for you, mate. What sort of colour are you looking for?
White.
Yeah, white. No worries, mate. No worries. And Well, what sort of length? Long. I reckon I can do one of them for about £1,000, mate.
Is that how much they are?
Between 500. I'm looking at an American site, annoyingly, at the moment.
I love the fact, even in this fucking bullshit fictional conversation, you're still trying to make 500 quid out of me. No, it's probably between 500 and a grand.
One, this one says $500 to $1,140.
Right, I'll have to cheap one. It's only going to go in a lake.
Yeah. But that's in America. So, yeah, cheap one, $500.
I mean, that's not going to be easy to import either, is it?
No. But that's literally like, that's me looking for 10 seconds.
How do you get pole vaults around? Like, if you're a pole vaulter, right, and like you've got a match, what do you do?
Really good
point.
You ain't
going to put it on a tube, are you?
No, but you can probably, they're probably extendable, aren't they?
No, they're not. they're essentially like, if you're, it's like the athletic version of playing a double bass, isn't it? You ain't eight or a harp. How are you getting that from gig to gig?
Fucking hell, a kid's one is £472.
Wow. I'll have to set that one then.
Yeah, 472 quid. So you an adult one, you're going to be looking around like 700, aren't you? Really?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm obviously surprisingly talking out my fucking arsehole as usual. Oh, yeah. Prices range from 600 upwards on websites. There you go.
What's your number three?
Excuse me. I think I would be quite a good stuntman. In fact, Pip in the past has been like, oh, do you know what? I see all these stuntmen doing shit on these battlefields. I think you'd really like that. I'm not talking about like the main man. I'm not like talking about fucking the guy who steps in for fucking Vin Diesel in Fast and Furious driving one of the cars. I'm not particularly good at driving cars. But like a stuntman who's like a stuntman slash extra. You know, I could be one of the henchmen that gets beaten up by Jackie Chan. I could throw myself onto a crash mat. look it. I'm not good looking enough. I haven't got enough charisma. I won't be able to remember my words to do any, like, I can't be in front of the camera in that way. But someone could smack me in the face, and then if they accidentally catch me with a good one, no one will care that much. And I haven't got enough self-respect to really worry about, like, saying, hey, that hurt. You know, so I'll be perfect as one of these guys you'd see, like Steven Seagal's Under Siege 43.
But my mate Dan trains actors for fight scenes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that Dan at Bellas?
You really struggle with Bellas, don't you?
Yeah.
He's there, but he's a different Dan to your...
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
But yeah, he trains people. He trained my cousin, funnily enough. She wanted to get involved in that. It's quite weird, like all the kind of knife fighting and kind of taking guns off of people and stuff like that, and filming it and being shot and showing out and out of a crash mat after you've been shot. Quite mad. He's put these sort of videos up of it and that, and makes sort of like show reels of these sort of fight scenes and that. I did actually see a fight scene, how it was put together for that Peshawar shit that he's road ass, and it's shot like Connor and Jake Gyllenhaal practicing and then showing the scene.
Yeah. I finished watching that.
So bad.
Didn't hate it.
Oh, so
didn't hate it. I don't like Conor McGregor as a human being. Like, no, you know, I've heard enough shit about him. Mm. I didn't hate the film. And also I don't, you know, and a lot of people don't hate him. You know, it's the most watched film on Amazon now. They've already done the equivalent in 2 weeks as 650 million at box office. So you will see, you know, if you didn't like that, you will see him again. You're going to see him again in movies, 100%. He's going to become an action. I wouldn't be surprised if he pivots into a Van Damme sort of style. I think that's where he's going to go, McGregor. Yeah. Depressing, isn't it? Well, but I could be a stuntman. I actually thought the final fight scene was all right. I thought the fight choreography in it was pretty fun. It was a really stupid film. Really, really stupid. Didn't know what it was doing. Don't suppose it needed to, from the sounds of things.
No.
That takes the temperature. That's a temperature check of out the society. The society we live in these days. So stuntman, I'd be brilliant here. When you said disarming knives, getting shot, I'm a black belt, mate. What else you want? I've got all that. I know all that.
My bad.
Mm-hmm. What's your number three?
Policeman.
Oh, you've got the height for it. You look like if I didn't know you, you look like you could have a hold a degree of authority in your face. Do you know what I mean? Like if I was a young lad and I had a fucking, you know, little bag of weed in my pocket, and I saw you coming, I'd be like, oh, fuck, it's the bastard squad. I would be a little bit worried, I think.
Mm. Well, look at, I'm just trying to think like pigs, I know, right? And so, Leon McLeod, right? essentially, he's a bell piece, right?
Yeah.
And he's an award winning copper.
I mean, is that if he can get a badge?
Yeah.
If you can be that kind of like piece of shit and get a badge, imagine what you'd get.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
So like, I look at him and I just think, I'd be better at what you do than you.
Yeah. Oh,
like, fucking
hell.
I wouldn't even have to train. I think like, just give me one of them. Do they still wear tits on their head?
Yeah.
Give us one of them tits and a nightstick and a can of mace.
Yeah.
And then just let me patrol the streets.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'll just clear.
Would
it
you
up.
Have your nightstick on a bit of string so you could spin it?
Swing it. Yeah, constantly. Yeah, because I'll be smashing headlights like literally every car I walk past.
Because they probably wouldn't be parked correctly.
Exactly. And then obviously, you know, you have to pay your fines. You know, it's I bring a lot of money back into the economy. And I think I'd be a no nonsense copper.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all these the old woke brigade.
I think you could probably also like relate to the average man.
I'm a man of the people.
You are.
I'm
a man of the people. Salt of the earth.
Exactly, mate. I'm one of your own. And
you'd probably have a cigarette or something.
And I sort out the old woke brigade. The old loony lefties.
Is that illegal then?
No, but it's frowned upon. Us more progressive thinkers and modern men like me don't really like them lot.
Gotcha.
So what I'll do is nothing too heavy. I'll be nice with it, but anyone in tires, I'll just taser them. anyone that isn't riding a cheap mountain bike from Halfords, anyone that's riding some kind of ironic racer, nightstick could go straight in the wheel to their side.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
In long, they go flying over the handlebars, lose all their front teeth. Just don't ride a bike, mate. Just get a cab.
I like this. I like this. So, look, I'm going to put a scenario to you. You're going to tell me how you're going to mediate it.
Right.
Right. It's a Sunday.
Address me properly, officer.
Now, hold on. I'm just giving you the story. I'm not playing this out.
Right.
Basically, it's a Sunday.
Yep.
It's about midday.
Oh, I'm still hungover
there's,
then.
There's a festival going on, like a food festival. It's called the Power of Women Festival, raising awareness for all different female goals and stuff like that, celebrating women. And there's two stands.
Strippers?
There's two food stands next to each other.
Right. Burgers, hog roast.
No.
Oh.
No, it's vegan brownies.
Right.
And vegan cookies.
Right.
And a fight has broken out between Sorrel and Cosmic. They're upset. Their kids aren't getting on.
Right.
And the kids aren't. Basically, what happened was both their pairs of trousers got caught as they ran past each other. Basically, what they've done is they've cut their trousers out of old potato sacks from the war. And they've both got like just bits of leather wrapped around their feet. But their trousers have got caught on each other. And both kids have accidentally headbutt each other. And not only that, but they think they're selling two similar products and that they're stepping on each other's turf. So you've got Sorrel and Cosmic about to have a big fight. How do you mediate that situation? Not to mention the two young kids.
Whoa, calm down, you pair of nonsies, right? Then I'll pull them apart.
Yeah, good start.
I'd calm the whole situation by explaining to Sorrel's kids that Daddy was going to be going away for a long time. And why he's sort of leaning over asking why, I plant a massive bag of gear in the pocket of his hemp trousers. I think the Cosmic, I think what I'd do with Cosmic is I'm going to say, right, look, mate, I've had a lot of complaints about the cooking smells from your ass. And there's a lot of people that are really offended by what you're wearing. I've taken it upon myself that seafront apartment that your mum and dad got you. I'm going to move into that, and I've got you a nice little it's very real, the area that I'm going to send you to. I've just got him a bed sit in Tilbury Flats. I think, like, you know, for somebody that probably wants to live like common people and experience, you know, real culture, I think I think he'll flourish there for about 6 minutes.
Okay.
I think, you know, ultimately, when people are, you know, trying to sort of pull the beads in his braids in his hair out of his skull because he got launched out of the fourth floor window about 6 minutes into living there. Again, my methods, Chris, may be unorthodox, but they work.
Oh, mate, I'd hire you.
Thing is, I think you look at the policeman. Like, you look at Leon, and, like, he just wanders around like a tit in a trance, doesn't he? Like,
taking pictures of himself, exercising.
Yeah.
Sweating. Yeah.
Old school, mate. Coppers never used to exercise. Like, a copper shouldn't be able to do up his brown leather jacket. Like, it should be all over the place when he's kicking someone around the floor.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want these kind of slick police. It's not a good look. I'm more... Yes, I'm very retrospective in a lot of my opinions.
Yeah.
I'm very progressive as to the current state of policing. I would take it to a new place.
I think the problem with Leo is he's got too much charisma. You'd dial it back, wouldn't you? You wouldn't talk. I think the problem with Leo is he would try and talk to people, whereas you would just go straight in there, ham-fisted, smash them in the mouth, really. Or you'd get out a box of Marlboro Reds and offer him one while you spark up yourself. Have a little chat.
Do you know what? I think I look at it and I just think, right, Leon's, you know, he's approaching him and he's just like, what, can we have a... And by the time he's even finished that sentence, by now, I would have had a little bit of ammonia in a Jif lemon bottle, right? I would have just gone, bosh, boat. And, like, so they're already unaware of what's going on. Don't even need to go out of them after that. You know, I can just sort of, you know, push him into a canal or something. Job done.
Pacify them.
Job done. Like, move on.
You're hired. Do you want to know what my next one is?
Yes, please.
My number two is... Oh, no, you're going to see them all there. It says criminal detective.
Oh, amazing.
I'd be a fantastic detective. Yes. I reckon I'd be really good. I'm really good at second-guessing people's motives and second-guessing what people are about to say and behaviours. Right. I'm just going to really big myself up here.
Don't you have to be organised?
No. Have you never seen a TV show ever? The criminal detectives are always fuck-ups.
Right.
They're always fuck-ups. And that, unfortunately, is where I really shine.
Come into my own, then.
I've got Siri's listening to me. No, neither do I understand, Siri. I think there's that. And there's also, like, I could really get... There's been a murder, right? It's a really grisly murder.
You have to say that in Scottish if you're a detective.
Murder. And, like, you know, but the murderers, you know, they go to the crime scene and, you know, there's condoms stuck in every single orifices of the body, you know. And they'd be like, shit, even though we've got these condoms, in, you know, we can't figure out why they've done that. And I would just literally walk in that room and then I'd just know to go straight to the cupboard and open up the sock drawer, and inside one of the socks, the assailant had jizzed. I just inherently know that that's what they've done, because I can really get inside the mind.
I think you'd be a little bit more like, you'd walk in there, there's a dead oiled up man on the floor with a jizz-filled Johnny hanging out of his arsehole. I think you'd go straight over, just stick your finger in the jizz and just rub it on your...
Rub it around my teeth.
Rub it around your teeth and just go... Yeah, I know that. I'd know that cheese anywhere.
Yes, and it's like, Big Pete.
Yeah.
That's Big Pete.
And then before you know it, yeah, Big Pete.
I want a word.
Got his arm up.
Round up Big Pete. I want a word with him.
Yeah.
And then that'd be how it starts.
Big Pete will put up no fire. He's absolutely exhausted.
He knows. Yeah. He knows. Once he knows Constable Glass, Detective DC Glasson's on the case, he'd be like, and I'd be like, they'll get him in. You'd be the one who had to probably arrest him for me.
Yeah.
And you'll be, obviously, I'm plainclothes officer. You're in your fucking, you got the tit head.
Yeah.
And you bring him in, and Big Pete would be fucking giving you loads of what for, and you'd be keeping it. But once he saw me, I'd just be like, I told you, Pete.
Yeah. Yeah.
I warned you.
Yeah.
And that'd be it. He'd just be like, the gig's up. Gig's up.
We should fight crime, man.
I think that would be really good. I think you'd be the heavy guy, and I'll just be the messed up detective. Have you ever seen the Key and Peele sketch? There's a crime scene, and then the detective, they can't figure out what's going on, and then Jordan Peele comes in as like the super sleuth who like can just get inside the head of criminals. It's Stu. I'm gonna have to send you the link after.
I've only ever seen.
It makes me cry watching it. It makes me howl sometimes with laughter.
I've only ever seen two skits of theirs.
Oh, yeah.
And like, one when they're on an aeroplane and the other one is the guy with the burns at a comedy club with the voice box, like, roast me. And like, that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
They're genuinely, Key and Peele, generally, they've done loads of really genuinely funny stuff.
Yeah, he's one of them's in Modern Family, and the remake of Vacation is fucking hilarious in that. I should watch more of that. They're fucking funny.
Honestly, the airplane one, are you talking about with the terrorists?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, mate. That's me and Robin. Shout out to my cousin Robin. That's one of our favourite sketches of all time. There's so many great Key and Peele sketches. But the one where he's the top detective, it's just fucking, it's really good. But yeah, it's all about getting inside the mind of them. And I think I'd be pretty good at that. I'm pretty good. I once did a mystery, murder mystery night. Was absolutely wasted. But like Columbo, they got round to me. I was dicking around. And then I was like, it was the Mad Hatter. And they were like, oh, fuck. And I gave my reasons, and they were like, you know what, mate, congratulations. And then everyone at Murder Mystery had to suck me off. Let's move on to your number. Is it your number two, mate? Yeah. Okay, what's your number two? Oh, sorry, that cut out, Ed. What did you say?
Oh, my microphone's changed. It's just
changed a little bit, hasn't it? Is this your number two? You're going to be a tech guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That's better, isn't it?
Yeah, I can hear you, mate. Yeah.
Cool. A judge.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're as good at being a judge as you are pacifying people, Power Women festivals, I can't see how this could go wrong, mate, at all.
Yeah, I just think I ain't wearing that thing, like
the curly wig.
Like,
not when you just had your hair done like that, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Indeed. I just think like that when these people go to work, like, do they put that on when they get up in the morning before they wash their hair and just sort of them, you know, just wear it on the train in?
I think wake up in it, mate. I think when you pass
it's like a weave.
You get sewn into your head.
Right. That'll make sense. I ain't having that.
No. But you're such a groundbreaking judge.
Progressive.
They're going to just be like, they'll just let you do what you want, I think. I think what they'll do is let you just be above the law.
Mm. I think we're hearing about all this, like, you know, taxpayers' money going on this, taxpayers' money going on that. When you get like some bloke in a suit, one of them silly hats on, like the barrister and that, just going, he was under, you know, intense pressure, being a single dad of six, you know, you can only imagine that pressure, you know, coupled with the fact he's blind and uses a wheelchair to get around it. At that point, I'll just be like, boring. Like, why don't people say boring in court? Like, just boring.
I don't know.
I'm taking the board amendment. Like, yeah. And I think that should be used more because it just takes ages, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, on a technicality, I don't want technicalities. Like, no. I'm just going to go with guesswork. Like,
don't
really like what he's wearing.
Yeah, go on a hunch.
Yeah,
right?
He's. I don't really like that kind of, you know, that sort of that haircut. Like,
what? Even worse, they've got a stutter.
Like anything like that. Like, yeah, you finished in my opinion. Yeah, hang him.
Like,
and I think because people are saying prisons are overcrowded, I just think anything from. You know, start with like the major crimes like jaywalking, you know, shoplifting,
yeah,
letting your dog shit on the pavement,
things like that.
I think I don't want to send them to prison and take up a cell and
yeah.
So I'm just thinking lethal injection, and then for the bigger stuff, you know, the more serious stuff like
having red hair.
Like, you're going to the gallows, right?
Yeah.
But murderers and that, like, I don't know, I think we'd like your murderers and stuff like that. I think, you know, if you're going to do something that extreme, like, you know, murder your neighbour, like, you must have been really pissed off. And I know when you're pissed off, you make mistakes. So I think, like, you know, maybe, I don't know, give him a couple of weeks inside just to kind of know that he's done wrong. Kind of just think, because as long as he says he ain't going to do it again, fine. Let's move on. Let's put this whole mess behind us.
I'll take your word for it.
I think that sort of stuff, nah. I don't want to get bogged down in all the little crimes. Just get rid of all of them, lethal injection. But the bigger stuff, it's like, you don't do these things on a whim. You know, like, you're under pressure to do stuff like that. So I think let's find out a bit more. Let's make them feel guilty. Let's make them have them a couple of weeks in a prison cell to think about what they've done. Mm-hmm. And they have to say sorry.
Yeah.
Once they say sorry, like, they've got to mean it as well.
I think straight back into the public and also don't put it on their record because it could be a problem. It might affect them in future. Times, innit?
They've said they're sorry.
You said sorry. That's it. Well, we won't. There won't be another word said of this. The other thing is, though, maybe these murderers, maybe they're just murdering the wrong people.
If they murdered like
the nonces,
jaywalkers and
or
like,
jaywalkers,
people who dog shit on the pavement, if murderers really want to murder someone, like nonces is a given, but. How about them lads that walk around with their hands down the front of their tracksuit bottoms?
Oh, fucking hell, mate. Honestly.
Would anyone care?
No one would care. It just if you see someone walking down the street with their hands down their pants, the quicker they are out of our fucking gene pool, the better. Mm,
exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. What's your number one?
Estate agent. Just a piece of shit. I know what I should be doing. I should be selling Sunset. Give me a set of tits, whiten my teeth. I'll put some bloody pig fat through my hair, slick it back, mate. I just watch the fucking cash roll in. Because I could sell coming up with a new one here. I could sell Stowe to Eskimos.
Well, we done.
I really could. I watch these shows, and I think it's probably because obviously I work at the Ombudsman and all stuff like that. But I'm pretty good at getting under people's skin a bit, and I think that
you're really good at that.
I reckon I could probably sell quite a lot of properties. But I do, like, me and Molly look at it and she goes, she should have been an estate agent. And I'm like, it's upsetting because it's an insult. But I can't help but agree that, I could probably shift a few. I could shift a few townhouses, and a couple of ex-council flats in Basildon, mate. I'd be fucking seeing that commission flow in, and then I'd have myself a nice little. You know what I'd get? I'd be a little bit for work. I'd have a BMW Z3. Pull up to the house in Z3 because you've got to look like you're successful, haven't you?
What's the Z3? Is that the 4x4?
BMW one. No, it's like the little sporty number, the little sports car. But, you know, at home, I'd probably have something like a fucking. I'd probably get a Range.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably get a Range.
Yeah. If one person should never have a Range Rover, it's you. You would not look right in that.
I really wouldn't, would I? They'd be, look at that scruffy tow rag. He doesn't look so rich that, you know, people are so rich, make no effort. I don't look like that.
Yeah, no.
I don't look, you know, every time you see someone getting out of a Range Rover, they've got a certain look about them. They're well presented. Well, obviously, I don't look like that.
Yeah.
I just look like I've nicked it. And I've got a heroin addiction. But, like, I don't know. I mean, like, estate agent Chris, Big Chris, as they'll call me in the fucking... Do you know what I mean? Big Chris. Because I tell people about, you know, my first day on the job, I went in there and then some geezer was trying to tell me this and that about, you know, how it's done here and how they sell things. I would literally... In the time he'd done that, I'd be texting like that. Be texting... Because I'd already set up a side website to sell all the properties from.
Yeah.
Big Chris's Big House Sale.
Yeah. And on your other phone, because you've got a couple of phones.
Yeah, yeah.
On your other phone, you'd put in down a deposit on a new Beamer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd literally be like, just sold 8 houses, mate. It's my first hour at work. That's just how Big Chris would roll, mate.
Sue me. Yeah. Yeah, fair play, mate. I think you'd be fantastic at that.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. Worth back. One of the many backhanded insults. Like, what was it? Molly said I'd be good at is being dressed as. She either said estate agent or wearing a crocodile outfit, skating backwards. Both I can see. She knows me too well. What's your number one?
Bomb disposal expert.
Oh, I'd fucking love to see it, mate. With your fingers. I mean, if you went to pick out the red wire with your fingers, you'd pick out the brown wire for sure.
He is, right? People say, you know, you've got to be cool. Mm. Like, you've got to really, you know what you're doing.
Mm.
Really? Like, I ain't being funny, right? I've seen the films, right?
Yeah.
You got to cut one wire, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's 50-50.
Yeah.
Like, and I just think, if you got to be cool, I would say maybe one of them sort of half-litre bottles of whiskey before you go and have a look at it.
Take
the edge off.
Take the edge off, mate.
And put some headphones on.
You won't second-guess them.
Exactly. Like, all you need to do, right? So here's a scenario, right? We're in the middle of Basildon Town Centre, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bomb there, right?
Where is it? Attached to the fountain?
And like literally the woman in the fountain's holding it, right?
Yeah. The one with the nice tits,
right? Yeah. So what I'll do is, first things to do, right? You need to control the crowd, right? So I've got a megaphone to tell everyone to fuck off, right? Fuck off, everyone is going to blow, right? It ain't. Right? And I just think, right, so okay, so I've got everyone standing back there, right?
Yeah.
I don't really know how big the bomb is, right? It's definitely going to blow the tits off the woman in the fountain, right?
Yeah. By the way, that's a statue for anyone confused when I said the one with the nice tits. It's just a statue.
Right. And I just think, right, okay. So, yeah, I move the bomb down out of her hand. I put it on the side by the benches. And I have a little look. You know, there's a big old like alarm clock on the front of it, right? So I take that off because the ticking doing my head in, right? And so I just put like
because it smells of marzipan as well. So like, I'll get a little bit of the marzipan and I'll put it in the thing on the two little bells on the top of the alarm clock, stop the ticking and that.
Genius,
right?
Yeah.
So right, so that's all shush now because I need to concentrate.
Genius,
the easiest thing to do when you're this pissed, right? And like, and then I have a look, right, and I've got like
because it stops you, that bottle of whiskey, it will stop you from second guessing. Yeah. Sometimes it will stop you from thinking entirely. You got to walk that knife edge, haven't you?
But that's the sort of zone you need to be in.
Okay.
Just like emotionally, you've parked that up. You're just dead inside.
Yeah.
So anyway, I sort of wake myself back up, and I've got like a little pair of snips, and it looks like four because I've had too much to drink, but there's two, and I sort of keep sort of blinking to try and really focus on
what I've got to do.
And it's like a red one and a blue one.
Your face is red hot now because the whiskey's kicking up. You're sweating a little bit.
Yeah. I burped a few times. Anyway, so I have another handful of peanuts and then just get back to it.
Where are the peanuts?
I've got a little array of snacks because I've had a drink.
Oh, okay, all right. They're not. Are you just dragging them out of your pocket?
I'm pocket? Right next to the pan shop. So I went in there and I got one of them big bags for 99p. And I got a six pack of Rustlers. So I'm having the. Is it Rustlers? No, they're the burgers, aren't they?
Rustlers are the microwave burgers. Yeah.
What are the crisps that are? They're like sort of saucers. I can't think of what they're called. Anyway, so I've got a six pack of them. So I'll smash four bags of them. And I'm just thinking to myself, right, look, the odds are, right, it's like I'm either going to blow myself up here or I'm not, right?
All right.
So what you never see them do in films, right, is the obvious thing, right?
Okay.
I've got the bomb in my hand, right?
Yeah.
Lob it.
Fucking genius.
I'll just lob it straight through the window of W.H. Smith's. And like...
lob it straight through the window of that pound shop.
No, they've been all right in there. Like I've got beef with W.H. Smith, you know that.
Okay,
like, that's where I got nicked. I'll make sure I threw it right into the book section because no one reads books about
them. No, and like, they'll absorb the impact.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So that blows up W.H. Smith's book section. All I'll do is I go over and have a little sort of nose around in the rubble. I do notice that a couple of books are still all right, so I have a little look through, see what's there. I do find a photography one with a couple of photos of like some nudie women in, so I stick that in my backpack.
And then
go next door to the pan shop, buy myself two cans of Shure deodorant, a couple of packs of batteries, just go back to the barracks.
Oh man,
how hard is it? Like either lob it or just take your chances and cut one.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no logic. You can't go, it's that one or that one.
Yeah.
You might as well just do it with your eyes shut. I mean, I'm blind drunk, but but that's what separates me from these idiots. I will not chance it. If you just luz it, you ain't going to get hurt. You know, I'm going to go back and collect my paycheck. You know, if I would have cut one of them and blew myself up, what use am I to anyone then? People don't use their heads anymore, Chris.
They really don't, mate. I really liked how you opened this when you went, but people say Bob disposal's difficult. Really? I just love how you marginalised. Really? About it.
Yeah.
That's been a lovely top five, mate. I've really enjoyed that one. Thank you to Jim for picking that. I hope you guys have learned a lot about us.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll transcribe this and we'll upload it somewhere if people want to print it off and just use it as a mantra, you know, for positive thinking and to realise that you can make positive change, you can move forward, you can be progressive, you know. You haven't got to, you know, do what everyone's telling you to do, you know. Sometimes take it upon yourself to have a maverick strike.
Have a maverick strike. Best foot forward, go and get yourself a new career. It's not hard, is it?
It's really not.
Right, until next week, guys. We love you. Bye. Thanks for listening.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.